We're doing the Jewish Yom, a quick class. The pasuk says in Mishle, Chamayim hapanim lapanim kein lev adam laadam. Just as when you look in the water, chamayim, just like looking in the water, hapanim lapanim, you see your own face when you look in the water. Kein lev adam laadam. That's how our heart is to someone else's heart. Now this is a very important comparison. When we approach someone, one of the first things we do is we look at their face. And the way they look at us teaches us how they feel towards us, whether it's true or not. It could be you walked in and you had a lousy day, you're upset, you're thinking about something, your wife walks up and she's smiling and you look back at her and you're upset. And she's like, what's wrong? You say, nothing's wrong. Then why are you looking at me like that? One second, I just walked in, I was thinking about something. No. The moment of connection, when we walk through that front door, is a very important moment. The wives are taught, or should be taught, that at that moment they should try to approach their husband happily. Many wives don't. Many wives approach with all the troubles of the day. The wife could have been singing a minute earlier. The husband walks in, oh, you don't know what happened today. Suddenly, she has to put on that frown and she has to share with him all her troubles. You just came home. I need you to comfort me. Sometimes the wife is all happy and everything and the husband walks through the front door and he's like, oh, no. Kamayim apanim lapanim. We gauge how other people think towards us and then we feel towards them based on their countenance. Now that means that we have a phenomenal tool for creating friendships, for creating connection. This is true not only with our wives. When we smile at people, when we show them we're happy to see them, again, the way we approach them, that automatically creates within them a feeling of this person likes me. So if we want to have friends, if we want to be liked in society, the key is how much we can smile at other people when we come to see them. As the pasuk says, Uleven shinai mechalav, the white of teeth from milk. So the pasuk is praising the land of Israel, that people have white teeth because of the milk of the land of Israel. But our sages said, when you show someone the white of your teeth, when you smile at someone, it's more meaningful to them than if you offered them a cup of milk. People need our smiles. People need to see the white of our teeth. People need that. And when we give them that, then they like us better. So if we want to be liked, that's one of the keys. Now, my mother always told me this as I was a kid. And I never understood it until I was in 12th grade. Now, in 12th grade, a lot of us had been together for 12 years. A lot of us had been together since kindergarten. The rest of us had been together for 4 years, since 9th grade. And then 2 months into the year, not even in the beginning of the year, a new guy came to class, Aryeh Kurtz. Aryeh Kurtz showed up from another yeshiva. So what are the odds that he'd be popular? In 1 week, he was the most popular guy in class. Because Aryeh Kurtz was a smiley, gentle fellow. I assume he still is. Aryeh Kurtz showed up to class. In 1 week, he made everyone was his friend. Because he was always smiling at everyone. Whenever you came to talk to him, he'd look at you with a smile. He was a gentle guy, a good-natured guy, smiley guy. And when I saw that, I said, how did that happen? The guy just showed up to class. We've all been together for 4 years. And everyone's his friend in such a short time. I realized what my mother had told me all those years. When you smile at people, they want to be your friend. People reflect what they see in us. When they see us smiling towards them, their assumption right away is, you like me. Then they like you. We're always questioning, what do other people really think of us? And that's true in marriage as well. You never reach a comfort level where I know she's happy to see me or I know he's happy to see me. It doesn't happen. We always have to re-strengthen that connection. And when we smile when we walk into the house, when we smile when we're called upon, your wife calls you, you're in the middle of work, and so I do, yeah. And you're giving a very clear message. I'm busy. I don't want to talk to you now. Leave me alone. Right? No. If you stop what you're doing and you smile, you just built the connection. Erev Tov.